Hallelujah, name is Christ. Before we come to pray together, I would like to share with you a topic of touching our Lord Jesus for mutual encouragement. Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to verse 23. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to verse 23. Verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? Verse 23. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So we know in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to verse 23, our Lord Jesus Christ stressed the importance of doing his will. Just like the last time I was up here during a prayer session, I have shared with you, to do God's will is very important. Just like the young rich ruler. Even though he was rich, even though he had high status in society, because he was a ruler. But he ran toward our Lord Jesus Christ, then kneeled before him and called him good teachers. He also asked the most important question, and that question, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? But our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, stated the last six commandments. Honor your mother and your father. And on the end, of course, do not lie. Do not defraud. All those things. And the young man with confidence responded to our Lord Jesus Christ. All those things I have done since I was a youth. But our Lord Jesus Christ looked at him and loved him and said to him, you lack one thing. Go and sell all that you have and give it to the poor. And come and follow me because your treasure will be in heaven. But the young man, he was not willing to sell all his possession and follow Lord Jesus Christ. Because of this, he went away very sorrowfully. Why did not Lord Jesus Christ mention the first four commandments? Because the first four commandments to put him first. If we put him first, we will get rid of everything in our life to follow him. But this afternoon, I'd like to share with you, following our Lord Jesus Christ is not enough. Just like all of us here. The reason why we're here for 2 weeks, instead of, you know, in Hawaii somewhere at the beach, right? Maybe you don't have money, but that's beside the point. But I'm sure a lot of places you're at, you can be with your friends, play video games, stay up all night, this and that, right? But you chose to be here. Why? Because deep down inside our hearts, we want to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. But to follow him, it must take faith. Because only faith we can touch our Lord Jesus Christ. Because if we follow our Lord Jesus Christ, we never touch him, and then our faith can never increase. If we never touch him, then we can never truly understand that we are truly following him. So let's turn to the book of Luke. The book of Luke. Actually, let's go to Mark instead. Mark chapter 5. The book of Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, verse 34. The book of Mark chapter 5, verse 34. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. So we hear this is the story about the woman who had the issue of blood for 12 years. And after 12 years of suffering, then she heard of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then in her thoughts, in her mind, she's like, if only I can touch his garment, then I will be healed. And then on the end, she was healed. And on the end, our Lord Jesus Christ said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Right? It's funny how Jesus Christ called this woman daughter. I'm sure this woman is way older than he is, right? But he called her daughter, right? That mean you what? You're a daughter of faith, right? You're a daughter of God. He said, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. No, you and I, when we follow Jesus Christ, we also want to have this kind of faith. Who doesn't? Can you imagine, we just thinking, Lord, if I just pray to you and even touch your garment, I can be healed from all my iniquity. But we need to have great faith. And we can learn from this woman. But for sure, this woman's faith did not come by overnight. It took her many years to be able just to think or to thought about touching our Lord Jesus Christ's garment and she'll be healed. So that's why for us, to live a life full of faith, it also takes time. It's not an overnight thing. That's why we're here, praying together, studying God's word together, so that one day we will have this kind of faith. But how did this woman have such great faith? Look at chapter 5, verse 25. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years. Can you imagine that, right? I'm sure brothers, you do not understand, right? This flow of blood thing, right? But I'm sure sisters, you know, right? Because according to the law, if a woman during her customary, the monthly things, right? If she has that, she is unclean. If she's unclean, this means she cannot involve with all the things that you need to be involved with as a Hebrew, as a Jew. Can you imagine this woman flowing of blood for 12 years? 12 years. How painful it is and how much suffering she had to go through. But during these 12 years, why she was not able to be healed by God? But if our Lord Jesus Christ came to preach for 3 years, for example, then there's 9 years that she can pray to God directly and be healed. But it didn't happen. So that's why the first thing you and I need to realize that we all have problems. And a lot of time our problem cannot be resolved by the people in this world. But when you and I live a life that we have no problems at all, for example, our life is very smooth, we have no worries and this and that, then our faith is always going to be lukewarm. So that's why, right, quite often Pastor Huang, since I was a TTP student, right, he always say what? Suffering is good for you, right? He always talk about suffering. And it's true. Why? Because when you and I suffer, we depend on God. Just like this woman. Don't think it's an overnight thing. And I'm sure if the first year of her, if she had the issue of blood for the first year, and she see our Lord Jesus Christ and heard of Lord Jesus Christ, maybe she doesn't have the faith to say, if I touch his garment, I will be healed. But instead, what does she do? And look at verse 26. And had suffered many things for many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. So here, in the beginning of her issue of blood, she did not rely on God. Instead, she went to all the physicians. The same thing for us. You know, sometimes when you and I have issues and we have difficult situation, who do we go to? God should be the first one. That's the kind of faith that you and I need to have. You know, for me, I share with many of you that I have anger issues, right? I mean, it seemed like when I was born, I have anger issues. I mean, I have anger issues since I was young. I remember at the age of 9, after school, I went home, and my favorite sister is my niece Paulina's mother, right? My older sister. She has such a good heart, and I love her, right? I love my other sister too, but not as much, right? But I really love her mother because she has such a good heart. So one day I came home and she was crying. And I asked her, you know, big sister, what's going on? And she said, oh, your older brother, right, beat me up, right? And for me, I was furious. I went to get a knife from the kitchen and I tried to stab my brother. And thank God my brother knew kung fu, so he grabbed the knife, right? Then I pulled the knife back and then I cut his whole palm with his hand, right? Yeah, it's pretty bad. If you see him now, he still have the cut, right? And he always say to me, yeah, Voodoo, you were crazy. Right? You were crazy, that's all he said. And remember, my brother was the leader of a gang of the Red Dragon for many years. I mean, he's 6'2 and he was buff, right? And I mean, but he's always afraid of me, right? Because I had angry issues. I have angry issues. I remember in high school, too, playing football, and while we're practicing football, and some kids say something to me, right, like, you Asian or something like that, right? Because my school, there's only 2 Asian in my whole school. There's a Korean girl who was adopted, and there's a Cambodian guy that's me, was adopted, too, right? So this kid says something about Asian, and I jump kick him in the face with my cleats on, right? But thank God he had his helmet. So my cleat got stuck in his helmet, right? And, yeah, So, but yeah, he's okay. He's okay. And this is the kind of issue that I have all my life. And even though I went to see, because I was a mental therapist, I know many counselors who are good in counseling. Even though I went to see them, they can never help me. My issue got so worse to the point that when I get angry, I have to lock myself in a closet. Why? Because I did not want to hurt anyone that's around me. And I did not want to hurt myself. I mean, in college, this is how anger, you know, have control over me. In college, one time my mother called me and she said something and I was so upset about it. And I punched the door at one of the dorms, a dormitory. But the door is fireproof door. Right? You know this fireproof door is steel. So when I punched the door and my bone on my my hand stuck right out, right? Because I broke it, right? And one time I got really angry too and my mother always know how to press my button, right? My mother made me angry and I punched, you know, the railing to the stairs. And the railing is like, you know, it's like jagged edge, right, on the wood. And pretty much I sliced my whole knuckle, right? This is how, because when I was angry, I couldn't control myself. Of course, I don't want to be angry no more. But I can't get anyone to help me. And thank God I'd be able to go and see them for free because they're my coworkers, right? Or this and that. But I had to pay. Forget $120 an hour. And then, of course, they're going to talk nonsense and they're not going to be able to help me. And that's why I hear this woman, what? She said, and had suffered many things from many physicians. Not only the physician could not help her, I'm sure they tried to do many tests, right? Why she's having the issue of blood. And she suffers so much. She suffers so much. And not only that, and she spent all that she had. And the situation did not, you know, become better, but it grew worse. And that's why for us, when we walk with God, when we follow Jesus Christ, we must have faith. Any situation that we have, we must go directly to God. But of course, it's according to our own faith. But if we always have problems, and we don't even recognize the problems, and when we have problems, the first person we go to is the people in the world, then God will not be pleased. Why? Because God is right in front of us, and we are following him. But we have no faith to understand that he will be able to heal all our iniquity. So my anger, even, you know, when during the time that I met my wife, I was still a very angry person. I mean, if you talk to my wife, you know that every time I visit her, I get upset. I mean, her room is full of holes, the walls, full of holes, because I punch, right, all the walls and make holes. And the doors, all the frames are broken because I punched many doors. But thank God, most of them are not steel, right, they just wood, right? And many times I put my fist through the doors. So her door is full of holes, right, and the walls full of holes. Of course, when I ask her to marry me, and she's like, whatever, right? Why would I marry this angry person, right? And even though she hears me, she say yes, right? She say yes, but she was going to France to study anyway. So after 1 year studying in France, of course, we're going to break up anyway. So she say yes, but she knew in her heart she's not going to marry me, right? But thank God, during the time she's in France, I found Jesus, right? When I found Jesus. Now I'm so gentle, so kind. Right? So when she came back from vacation for Christmas, during that time, she had gone about 4 or 5 months already. And during that time, thank God I found Jesus. So when she's, you know, when I went to pick up at the airport, I bought a dozen of roses. I had my suit on. And the most important thing, I had my smile on, right? So she shared with me when she came out of the airport and she saw me from a distance. Of course, she thought I was cute, right? That's what she mentioned, right? I didn't say it of myself, but she said that. But she said the thing that she's, see that it was something different about me. And what is that different? That she said, I seem so peaceful and so joyful. Really praise and thank God. There's no way that anyone else can change or cure my anger except for our Lord Jesus Christ. And until now, of course, since I was baptized, until now, of course, if I don't pray, if I don't read the Bible, I still get very angry too. I still get very angry. But thank God, because of the Word of God, because of the Spirit of God, that I can live a life of peace and joy. So that's why for me, when I think about myself, even my anger issue that our Lord Jesus Christ be able to resolve. With that alone, when I walk and follow him, I must have faith that he's able to do all things. So just like this woman, right? So when she went to see all the physicians, she spent all that she had, and the situation was not better, but it grew worse. The same thing. One of the brothers in Africa, he had the flesh-eating disease, right? You guys know the flesh-eating disease, right? It eats your flesh and also to your bones. So during that time, he was a taxi driver, and he made plenty of money. So when he had this flesh-eating disease, he went to many doctors for many months, but his situation got worse. He spent all the money that he had. Then, you know, his leg became so bad. It was full of maggots. It smells horrible. He can't even sleep with his family. Why? Because it smells so bad. And during that time, he made determination, from now on, I'm going to fast and pray. There's no other way. So when he fast and pray, thank God, within 1 month, God healed his leg. Even though when I was there, I saw his leg. It has a big scar on there, right? And he told me that the reason why God left this scar is to remind me of God's grace, of God's mercy. Just like this woman, when did she go and seek our Lord Jesus Christ? When she had hit bottom. If you have the issue of blood for 12 years, you went to all the different physicians, but you spent all that you had and it grew worse, what are you going to do? There's nothing to accept. To go to our Lord Jesus Christ. But you and I nowadays, we don't need to wait until then. Right? If you want to have the best job, you must put Jesus Christ first. If you want to have the most peaceful family, you must put Jesus Christ first. If you want to do well in school, you must put Jesus Christ first. It's a no-brainer. It's a win-win situation. But quite often, we always exhaust all the worldly resources before we come to our Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, we always can say it's better and late than never. But why not start from the right path? Instead of suffer for so long, just like this woman, for 12 years. And that's why, look at verse 27. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in a crowd and touched his garment. Remember, even though she had the desire and she has the faith that if she touched the garment of the Lord Jesus Christ, she would be healed. But what was in her way? What was in her way? What was in her way in this verse? The crowd was in her way. Remember, this crowd, they also want to touch the Lord Jesus Christ. But even though many of them touched the Lord Jesus Christ, but through the Lord Jesus Christ, they did not touch him. Quite often, actually, this is also our faith. We come to church, we pray, we read God's word, but we want to touch our Lord Jesus Christ, but he never experienced our touch. Why? Because quite often when we reach out to touch him, we touch him without faith. And this woman, even though she wanted to touch our Lord Jesus Christ, but the crowd was in her way, but that didn't make any difference. She overcame the crowd. And be able to touch our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's one of the biggest reasons nowadays why you and I cannot touch our Lord Jesus Christ. Really, when you and I pray, we should feel this living water inside of us. We should feel God's love. We should feel God's peace. We should feel God's joy. Because this is the characteristic of the Holy Spirit. But most of the time when you and I pray, we don't feel anything. Why? Because the crowd is always in our way. Because when we try to reach to touch him, the crowd is blocked in our hands. The crowd, some of us, what? The video games. Some of the crowds, maybe our school. Some of the crowds are our family and friends. But if we have great faith, there's no way any of these things can stop us from touching Jesus. And when you and I have great needs, there's no way that the crowd can stop us from touching Jesus. And that's why she concluded, right? Verse 28. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. What kind of faith is this? Right? Because for her, she said, I only can touch his clothes and I will be made well. This is great faith. So you and I, we must grow in our faith to also to this point. That we can just kneel down and pray. Then God can heal our iniquity. When we kneel down and pray, we can feel the kind of peace, the kind of joy. But for us to reach that point, there's a long journey. Because many people nowadays, just like during the time of this woman, even though they want to touch our Lord Jesus Christ, that's why look at verse 30. And Jesus merely knew, known in himself, that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? Verse 31. But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? Even though many people thronging our Lord Jesus Christ, touching our Lord Jesus Christ, but their touch is the touch without faith. So because of this, even though they touch him, it's like not touching him at all. So that's why for us, let's not be like the crowd, always touching our Lord Jesus Christ without faith. Because if we touch without faith, our Lord Jesus Christ will not feel it. Really, some sisters, when they pray, they really feel the God Spirit. When you lay hands on them, really you feel power coming out of them because they have great faith. And they pray and feel the God Spirit. And sometimes when you pray to a person who's filled with God's Spirit, you just feel power going through you. Why? Because this person, they really know how to pray with faith. But why some of us, when we lay hands on you, we feel cold? Cold coming through our body. Because when we pray, it seems like we cannot touch our Lord Jesus Christ. But it should not be this way. It should not be this way. And that's why, even though many people try to touch our Lord Jesus Christ, but the only one to truly touch him was the woman. Because she had issues of blood for 12 years. Because she spent all that she had, and her situation grew worse. Even though all the people, all the physicians during that time tried to help her, but it only made her suffer. So because of this, she came to a conclusion. The conclusion is that if I only touch the garment of Jesus, I will be healed. So let us pray and also make this conclusion. That everything in life, really everything in life, if we put our Lord Jesus Christ first, if we follow him with faith, our Lord Jesus Christ will take care of us. And I know many of you probably really worry about your school and things like that. But don't worry about your school too much. Too much studying is worrisome to the soul, right? And that's biblical. But rather, you put God first. When you put God first, when you study, God gives you the wisdom to understand. When you put God first, when you take your test, God gives you the wisdom to do good. But even if God does not allow us to do good, but he will open the door some other ways. But we must have that kind of faith. Now let's come up and pray together. And let's touch our Lord Jesus Christ by praying with faith. Let's come up and pray together.